Dear DCIS parents, we had a very successful 4 days back on the campus with a small number of our Year 10, Year 12 and Pathway 4 children. It is delightful to see the campus back to its intended use. I'm grateful to our cleaning contractors and our facility staff for working so hard to make the campus ready for our main return tomorrow. Thank you to all the secondary students who participated in the Endurance House Challenge. The form to register your distance is open until tomorrow at noon. Year 6 enjoyed their third Year 7 transition day, which, while a very different format, did give the children an authentic introduction to their life in the secondary school. We held our second online parents' evening last week. Some elements of the arrangements we've had to make over the last 2 months may actually turn out to be improvements, and I think parents' evenings remotely may well be one of those. We've had some inspirational creativity over the last few weeks, and much of it is shared on our Facebook and Instagram pages. The online On the Dot and At the Splat music recitals, with possibly the exception of a guitar concert that I gave a few weeks ago, have been fantastic. The big choir performance with over 90 of our Key Stage 2 students singing as a choir is really worth looking at. The secondary drama department held its first ever virtual drama festival, and this too is worthy of having a look. A lot has changed since we last had students and staff on the campus. When we started temperature checking back in February, we had a long conversation about how our youngest students would feel about this. Within a week, we had children lifting their fringe to speed up the process. Mask wearing has gone from an activity that was not encouraged by the government to one that is now mandatory. Again, this seemed very strange at first, but now, a few short weeks on, it seems second nature. Safe distancing outside of schools was just being introduced as we stopped being in school, and now it is the norm and the new phrase on everyone's lips. The only parallel I can think of is the way that we wouldn't ever think of setting off in a car nowadays without our seatbelt on, whereas only a few years ago, seatbelt wearing was still patchy and not ingrained in our way of thinking. The DCIS community has been through the challenges of QO or self-isolation, then straight into a holiday as the circuit breaker started and onto the challenges of learning and working from home. We're not quite back to normal, but it's a good step in the right direction, and I know staff can't wait to see their classes either tomorrow or next Monday. The senior leadership team of the school filmed their version of Rudyard Kipling's If. Elements of the poem now sound a little bit dated, but the message is as true now as when Kipling wrote the poem over 120 years ago. There are some significant differences to the way we're obliged to manage the campus over the next 4 weeks. I'd be grateful for the support of all parents. One key difference is that we're not allowed any parents on site at all. Parents will need to drop their children off and pick them up as indicated in the guide sent out last week. Parents dropping their children or picking them up by car must not leave their car. Please do not be too offended if one of our staff reminds you of this. We look forward to welcoming in more students onto the campus tomorrow. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Dover Court podcast. Please subscribe to our channel.